I'm Jackie.
And I'm Ashley. Welcome to The Witching Hour.
The Witching Hour is a little extension of Dumb Witch Club, where we give you a witchy quickie.
What that is we take a big topic, break it down into bite-sized pieces, and we have a little sip of something to drink.
Pop. That was fake.
It's anyways, not champagne.
No, it's not. This is a Malbec. From, well, I guess it's Orfila Reserva.
Yep.
Yuko Valley. Mendoza, Argentina.
Nice.
That's a lot of words on this thing. That's a lot of words. 2019. Okay, so this is a red. We're sticking to our commitment to drink more red wine.
We're doing it.
We're doing a great job.
We are. I'm proud of us.
I'm proud of us too. So this is, again, one of these ones we've tried before. So in the interest of full disclosure,
yeah,
we tried it as part of that wine club that we are members of. Mm-hmm. So, but I also don't remember it. Like,
I don't really either. I feel like I like it.
Yeah. I think we ended up kind of liking all of them. Let's.
Cheers.
Cheers. Yeah. I like this. It's very soft on your palate.
It is soft. It's velvety.
Yes, it's velvety. And this is very room temperature right now, which is not my favorite way to drink even red wine.
I know.
And, again, someone's going to yell at us about not aerating it. Whatever, okay?
Or it's like, that's the temperature it's supposed to be.
If it's not good out of the bottle, like, that's not... What am I doing?
I don't know. What am I ever doing?
No, I don't know.
Who knows?
Mm. This is good, though. It's soft. It's velvety, like we said. It's a teeny bit peppery. It's not super heavy. Like, it's pretty, you know, you can, like, see.
Yeah. It does kind of... What were you saying before? Like, it leaves your tongue or something? Like, you were saying it in, like,
yeah,
the right way.
Yeah, that's the finish.
Yeah, it...
It has a short finish.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't, like, linger on your palate.
No, not for a long time. Like,
mm-mm. Oh, it's very nice, and it's pretty dry at the end. Yeah. Let's see. Best barrels, bottled wine, I don't know. It doesn't say anything. Anyway, it's good.
It's good. I feel like Argentina, I feel like they do this wine, like, particularly good or something.
I think it's, like, the wine of Argentina.
Yeah.
Is a Malbec.
That's nice. So,
I know. Congrats, Argentina.
Congratulations, well, too.
We love you.
Whoa. Okay.
We really do.
We do.
Okay, so what's up with the spring equinox?
Yeah, so it happened.
Oh.
It's happening.
Yeah, it already happened.
Like, it happened. Okay. It technically, like, happened for this year or whatever, but, like, just like everything else we talk about, there's no, like, light switch, like, on off. Like, that's not a thing. So any time around this part of March is that time.
I agree. So, yes, obviously the actual moment of equinox takes place on a certain day and time,
sure.
Right? But, like, it's springtime.
It's springtime.
It's baby springtime.
It's springtime for witches.
Yes, and everyone else.
Yes, and I guess, yeah, everyone else.
Whatever, we don't have to acknowledge them. So what's so great about spring?
I like spring. Can I just say?
Uh-huh.
I like it.
I feel like you're announcing something very important.
It felt a little like that.
Yeah.
As it started to come out of my mouth, I was like, I feel like I'm sort of announcing something. It's kind of a hot take because I feel like I don't hear this from witches a whole lot or, like, the witchy community because there's so much emphasis placed, rightfully so, on Samhain and fall, and, like, this is, you know, where we live in the, like, the spooky season and the sort of, you know, dark times. And trust me, like, I'm a huge fall girly, but I feel like I like spring almost as much.
See, that is a hot take, and I'll tell you what, I am shocked to hear this because I didn't know this about you.
Yeah.
And yet it also makes perfect sense. They're both the equinoxes.
Right.
It is when the sun and the moon and the light and the dark are perfectly balanced.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And it's like the start of something. It's not quite hot. It's not quite cold.
Yes.
And I feel like living here in Southern California.
Yeah.
Like, spring is when we're getting in our groove.
We are.
Yes.
And we're, like, starting to get those outdoor things that we really
like.
Yeah. And yeah, it's a beginning, and there's magic in the air that's different from the magic in the air in the fall. But it's a similar, like, ooh, there's things to come. And plus, like, it fits my aesthetic. Like, I'm such a little, like, fairy child.
That is very true. That is very true. I yeah. know. And I feel like I'm such a, like, summer winter.
Yeah.
And you're such a fall spring.
Yes. We balance totally each true. Other perfectly.
So, the spring equinox, mm-hmm. the vernal equinox, the mm-hmm. astrological new year, yes. sometimes it's called Ostara, which I know we've said, like, I yeah. like that word. I think like it's word. Pretty. But it's, like, not a term that's, like, ancient in witchcraft or anything. It's pretty new. I think yeah. it's been around since, like, the 1970s or something. So, yeah. you know, it's – use it if you want. But I'm sure. just saying it's not, like, seeped in tradition necessarily.
No, it's not. And we've talked about this before with the other sabbats and everything. Like, celebrate them if you want. Don't if you don't. If it yeah. aligns with you, great. If you think, like, that's kind of, like, weird and I don't really get it. Whatever, we're not telling you what to do.
Definitely. But I do think, like, just because the time of the year and because yes. witchcraft is so attached to the seasons, just yes. in general.
Yes.
You know, this is the time for growth and mm-hmm. beginnings mm-hmm. and I think really major intentions being the yes. new year for us witches.
Planting those seeds.
Planting them literally, figuratively,
yep.
whatever you need.
Yeah, totally.
You know, the pretty spring, like, pastel colors. I mean, you know, hello, like, mm-hmm. we're working it. So.
We love it.
Yeah, we love it. So celebrate Ostara. Don't celebrate Ostara. But yeah. definitely acknowledge spring's a good time of the year.
Yes, it's amazing, and it's abundant, and it's full of potential, and we want to know mm-hmm. what you do to either celebrate it or to acknowledge it, mm-hmm. or I don't know, we just want to know the things that you do, because you might inspire us to do some things.
Yeah, you might do stuff better than us.
Probably. So. Cheers.